Greetings, seekers of wisdom and truth. Welcome to a new series of high magic practices that delves deep into the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. Today marks the beginning of an illuminating journey where we will explore the foundational knowledge, symbolism, and rituals inherent in the neophyte grade of magical practice. From understanding the spiritual significance of each element to mastering the transformative power of self-initiation, we will guide you through the sacred teachings that pave the way for spiritual growth and enlightenment. Now, at this stage, we hope you have followed the procedures described in preparing for the neophyte grade episodes. These steps will prepare you for embarking on what we're about to explore today, beginning your journey in the neophyte grade of the Golden Dawn. Stepping into the neophyte grade symbolizes the planting of a spiritual seed, the emergence of a neophyte. Derived from the Greek term neophytos, meaning newly planted, this grade represents the initiation into the mysteries of the mystical path. Symbolically represented by 0 = 0, it signifies the aspirant's readiness to embark on a transformative journey. Within the neophyte grade, you will delve into fundamental magical formulae and techniques. As you ascend the Tree of Life, the classification of this grade evolves, mirroring your progress along the mystical path. Each step brings you closer to illumination and understanding. The heart of the neophyte ceremony lies in its purpose, to draw the divine light into the temple. Imagine the temple as a vessel, a sacred space where the aspirant's sphere of sensation awaits this infusion of spiritual energy. Symbolically, the initiation occurs in the Hall of Judgment, reminiscent of the 125th chapter of the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Picture this mystical setting. The deceased, who represents the initiate, guided into the hall by Anubis, the god of the underworld. Here, the initiate faces rigorous interrogation and purification, a necessary preparation for what lies ahead. The initiate steps forward, making a long negative confession. This confession is not about guilt or wrongdoing. Rather, it reveals their understanding of the complex symbolism within the hall. It is a soul-searching moment, an acknowledgement of their journey and the mysteries they seek to unravel. The soul of the initiate watches as their earthly actions are weighed against the feather of truth on the mystical scales of Maat. Maat, the goddess of cosmic order and justice, ensures balance and harmony. Thoth, the ibis-headed god, meticulously records the judgment, a cosmic ledger of deeds and intentions. A devouring beast stands ready, an embodiment of consequences. If the initiate's life has been unworthy, this beast awaits, poised to seize the soul. But if the scales tip favorably, a transformative journey unfolds. Upon successfully passing this ordeal, Horus, the falcon-headed god, introduces the initiate to Osiris, who sits enthroned within his shrine. Before Osiris lies a lotus, the emblem of metamorphosis. In this sacred moment, the deceased initiate becomes one with Osiris the Redeemer, bathed in infinite light. The entire narrative, the weighing of the soul, symbolizes the initiate's advancement and purification within the neophyte hall. As you stand there, remember that you are not alone. Generations of seekers have trodden this path, seeking wisdom, transformation, and the light that transcends earthly limitations. In the traditional neophyte ceremony, there is a complete initiating group. Its members are known as officers and assume certain god forms, embodying the astral appearance and qualities of a god or goddess, to perform specific duties in the ritual. These members are allowed to assume god forms because they are already adepts. The Hierophant, as the main figure leading the ritual, embodies the divine self of humanity, the ultimate spiritual soul, Think of him as the physical form of the god form Osiris. You'll find him stationed in the east, symbolizing the rising sun and the supernal light of Kether. Through the Hierophant, who represents Osiris, the light finds its way into the temple. The term Hierophant in ancient Greek represents a sacred teacher, a revealer who initiates individuals into the mysteries. The Keryx represents the lower part of the Huah, which in Hebrew signifies the spirit, and in this context represents the ego. Keryx is a Greek word that refers to a herald or messenger. The Keryx symbolizes the ego, operating in accordance with the will. The Hierais, or Ieres, embodies the active will of humanity. The term Hierais in ancient Greek refers to a priest. The Hierais acts as the guardian against evil. The Hegemon, or Ihemon, represents aspiring, compassionate, and intuitive consciousness, seeking to bring about the rise of the light. The term Hegemon in ancient Greek refers to a leader, particularly one who is very powerful and able to control others. In the initiation rituals we are about to see in a future episode, we assume that the Hegemon performs the role of Tame. The Hegemon, embodying the god form of Tame, represents the higher part of the candidate's mind, the highest aspect of the Hu'ah, or reasoning mind, working in conjunction with the Neshama, the divine soul. Hu'ah and Neshama are Hebrew words that represent levels of the soul. Hu'ah means spirit or breath in Hebrew. It represents the intellectual and emotional aspects of the soul, associated with reasoning, emotions, and the conscious mind. So, Hu'ah corresponds to the ego, the thinking mind, and reasoning powers, enabling us to distinguish between good and evil. Neshamach means soul in Hebrew, representing the self, inner consciousness, and identity. It represents our highest state of consciousness, a bridge connecting us to God. According to ancient Kabbalists, Neshama remains dormant in most people until they spiritually awaken and unlock their mystical comprehension. The ceremony of the 0 = 0 symbolically occurs in the Hall of Judgment, as described in the Egyptian Book of the Dead. This depicts the weighing of the soul, wherein the deceased, representing the initiate, is brought into the Hall of Truth by Anubis, the god of the underworld. While many individuals hold the neophyte ceremony in high regard for its sublime nature, there are some candidates eager to rush towards the 1 = 10 grade of Zelator, as if the rank of neophyte were somehow inferior compared to higher grades. It's important to emphasize the folly of this mindset. Advancing into higher grades shouldn't be treated as a race, but rather as a lifelong commitment to the completion of the great work. Each grade demands a certain amount of time to fully absorb and balance the effects of initiation. Advancing too quickly through the grades is likely to result in imbalance and egotism. This side effect causes practitioners to improperly display an inflated sense of self-worth and believe they are more important or talented than others. The neophyte ceremony has a specific goal: to bring the divine light into the temple. After that, aspirants need to attract that light with a magnetic charge to implant it in their minds. To make the light descend into the mind, heart, and soul, your lower self must intentionally open up to the higher self through an intense desire. This energy can be brought in several ways, such as breathing exercises and sincere prayers. The movements performed by aspirants are simply meant to enhance the purpose of the ritual, which is to bring down the divine light, purify the temple and the candidate personality. As part of the neophyte journey, the aspirant must select a magical motto. This motto serves as a concise expression of the magician's spiritual goal and purpose. Typically written in Latin, Greek, Hebrew, or another language distinct from the aspirant's everyday speech, The magical motto distinguishes the practitioner's mystical identity from mundane life. It can consist of a single word or a sentence. The practice concerning the sharing of this motto varies. Some practitioners prefer to keep their mottos private, using them solely within the context of the order's rituals and workings. Others may opt to share their mottos more openly. Choose wisely. In a self-initiation rite, you construct the god forms within your imagination. These god forms symbolize different facets of the aspirant's psyche and serve as microcosmic reflections of specific macrocosmic god forces. These forces are intricately connected to the god forms. During the ritual, you invoke and direct these god forms through your higher self, fueled by the desire for enlightenment. However, it's important to note that you do not physically embody these god forms within the temple. Instead, you assume distinct roles, referred to as officer forms, guided by the god forces. These officer forms fulfill specific functions within the ritual setting. When not actively assumed by you, they return to the full authority of their respective god forms. The collective actions within the ritual, especially those involving the god forms and officer forms, symbolize the constituent elements of the aspirant's psyche. These elements work together harmoniously to initiate transformation. Prior to embarking on self-initiation into the neophyte grade, thorough preparation is essential. Aspirants should establish a connection with Tame by diligently practicing the exercises we outlined in previous episodes. Well, that concludes our discussion for now. We trust that you have found value in the clarifications provided during this episode. We encourage you to continue following our series as we delve into the exploration of the god forms of the visible stations. In upcoming episodes, we will guide you through envisioning the god forms specifically tailored for the neophyte rite. Throughout this series, we will unravel the god forms and the self-initiation ceremony. This will lay the groundwork for the ascent towards the next stage of your spiritual evolution, the Zealoter grade. As we finish this enlightening journey into the mysteries of self-initiation within the neophyte grade, we invite you to engage further with our channel. If you found value in this content, remember to like and subscribe to stay updated on future explorations of magical practices and esoteric knowledge. For those who feel called to support our channel and contribute to the continuation of our work, we offer the opportunity to become a Patreon member or make a donation through PayPal. Your generosity helps us in creating more valuable content and sharing transformative experiences with our dedicated community. As we part ways for now, may the winds of destiny carry you on a path illuminated by the eternal light of wisdom and insight. Until we meet again in the boundless realms of the mystical, farewell, dear seekers of the arcane arts. Blessed be your journey, and may it be filled with wonder and discovery.